It's no surprise, really. And yes, of course, he is talking about China. Geopolitics in the Pacific have traditionally been pretty benign since World War II, really. And China's engagement in the Pacific in a big way in the last decade is really causing a lot of anxiety. We've seen that here in Australia this year with Minister Concetta Fraventi-Wells' comments causing stirring up a lot of controversy this year. And so we're also seeing it in New Zealand. And so there's a lot of anxiety both here and in New Zealand as to the role China's now playing in the Pacific. But we have to be clear that, you know, China's not going to go away, and we can't look at China as just being the new big bad. We need to look at China being in the Pacific as an opportunity to work together, an opportunity for the Pacific, because the Pacific has a lot of development challenges, and they need and they are entitled to look to any development partner that they can to get more assistance. So China's engagement should be seen as welcome, but we should be, as Winston Peters said in his speech, we have to address China with our eyes open and be frank about what they're doing, what we perceive them to be doing right and wrong in the region.
One of the other comments he made was, in fact, that there has never been a more important time for Australia-New Zealand relations.
The reality is there's never been a time since 1946 when Australia has needed New Zealand more and vice versa, given the problems, concerns we have in the Pacific.
Do these concerns go beyond China's influence? I know that the Prime Minister previously this week had also highlighted that climate change in regards to the Pacific was a big issue that New Zealand wanted to focus on.
The strength of feeling, though, that I have around climate change is inextricably linked with my view about our relationship with the Pacific. We are a member of the Pacific community, a community where prosperity is threatened as much by environmental issues and encroachment on fish stocks as it is by isolation and size.
Well, that's right. I mean, the challenges the Pacific faces are not new. The small size, remoteness have always made achieving sustainable development in the region challenging. But there are some 21st century drivers or challenges that are really making our engagement in the Pacific more important, and climate change is certainly one of them. There are definitely challenges beyond China in the Pacific that warrant more attention from Australia and New Zealand in partnership with the Pacific Island governments. So I think it's totally right that New Zealand wants to have a renewed focus on the region, as should Australia.
And in fact, that's what Winston Peters did do. He said that New Zealand was going to have a Pacific reset, overhauling its policies towards the Pacific, increasing its diplomatic efforts as well as aid, and said that Australia should do the same. Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, is meeting with Malcolm Turnbull, Australia's Prime Minister, today. She expects that the Pacific will be a key issue that they will discuss. Do you think New Zealand can have any sort of influence on Australia's policies and the way it decides to engage with the Pacific?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that New Zealand does well in the Pacific region that we can learn from. So I'm sure that, and so I think we do need to work more in partnership with New Zealand, and a scale up to foreign aid and a scale up to their engagement in the Pacific is most welcome. Australia has also made similar commitments in the last few years to a step change or a stepping up in our relationship with the Pacific. And for Australia, I mean, it's not just all about resources. It actually, most of it shouldn't be about resources. It should be about a renewed engagement of time, of interest, of focus. We need to have a better understanding of the region, a better understanding of how we interact with Pacific leaders and Pacific institutions. And I think we could take a lot of lessons from New Zealand on that front.
In terms of the way that these leaders are talking about the Pacific, though, and also about China's relationship with the Pacific, earlier this week, Jacinda Ardern said something along the lines where we want to be able to help amplify the voices of the Pacific.
One where Pacific voices continue to be vocal, but we do our part to amplify them.
Australia's Governor General Peter Cosgrove made the same sort of comments and used the word amplify, giving voices to people of the Pacific when he addressed the United Nations Human Rights Council. Pacific voices are loud, though, at times, particularly we've seen on climate change where they are at key global meetings, the Paris Agreement, for example, a few years ago. Do you think some of these comments and the way that the Australia and New Zealand leaders are talking about the Pacific in public, that this approach could be interpreted as somewhat patronising, though, as well?
Yeah, it's a really delicate line that we try to traverse on this issue. And the fear of being patronising, it should be front and centre. But the reality is that Australia and New Zealand are big players in the Pacific, and we aspire to help to project Pacific voices into the global discussions that we are a part of. I don't think we should walk away from that or shy away from that. It's an important role that we play, but we do need to be anxious about that fear of being patronising. And it just means that we need to be in better dialogue with our Pacific partners and make sure that the way in which we are projecting their voices into the global stage is how they want them to be projected.